Titan 12.
Hi, is William there?
There is no William here.
Okay. Is there like a Bill maybe or?
No, he was years ago. He's
been
retired for, I don't know,
about 8 years. About 8 years. Wow. Okay. My name's Danny. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. So I'm obviously looking at an older file. Is there maybe like an office manager or controller of the company I could speak with?
What is it pertaining?
It's about some financing the company's done through Comerica back in 2011.
Okay. What in particular?
Oh, okay. Do you kind of handle those decisions? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I was trying to follow up on some finance offers we sent out to the business. It was about, I want to say, two and a half weeks ago. And it was based off that financing through Comerica.
Okay.
So basically, yeah, we have the business pre-approved for some equipment financing and some working capital. And it looks like about $250K. So yeah, I just want to circle back and see what you guys had, you know, in the pipeline where you might need some financing.
I know we just put in a loan application. Is that?
Oh, really?
For that, or just totally something else?
Wait, you put in a loan application at the Bank of Cardiff?
No, at Comerica.
Oh, at Comerica. No, it just looked like, I mean, it doesn't really give the details. We sent out some finance offers. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff, and we sent out some finance offers. Yeah, it was,
I gotcha.
Yeah, it was based off that financing. We like to work with companies with a strong borrowing history, and, yeah, we just want to reach out to you and see, you know, if you had anything coming up, we could help you out with.
Well, actually, the guy that's been handling that is Steve.
Mm-hmm.
He's out on the road right now. Could try back in maybe an hour.
Try back in maybe an hour? Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, you guys have, you know, anything coming up, like...
Yeah, we're looking at some equipment.
Oh, you guys are looking at some equipment? Okay.
Yeah.
What type of equipment are you guys looking at?
Just another machine.
Oh, the CNC machines?
Yeah.
Yeah, those things, I heard, they last pretty long, don't they? But I know they're, like, maintenance intensive. Is that...
They don't usually require a whole lot of unusual maintenance, but they do typically last quite a while.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Cool. And do you guys, like, usually get them new or used? And
new.
New, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, it's better that way. I don't have any longer.
You know what you're starting with.
Yeah, exactly. You never know what the previous owner did to it.
Right.
And do you guys, is this all you guys, like, replacing, or is this kind of like an additional piece?
Just adding on?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So you guys are growing now, it sounds like. Sounds like you're busy over there.
Yeah. Yep.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, and now with this, like, new machine that you're adding on, is this going to, like, create more jobs, or, like, are you guys going to be able to get more work done? How's this, like, what you guys are...
Kind of broaden our capabilities a little bit, just be able to do bigger things.
They'd be able to do bigger things? Like, is it going to let you guys kind of double your sales, or, like...
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
It'll add to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when do you, you know, are you guys kind of do this, like, right immediately? Or you guys kind of just, you know, playing with the idea? Like, what's...
Sometime this year.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys are just kind of, you know, looking in, checking it out.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Seeing what...
Okay, and is there, like, a vendor you guys typically work with, or you guys just kind of shop around?
Yeah, just shop around.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You guys never really had, like, a relationship with, like, a vendor, kind of, or?
As far as machinery?
Yeah.
Yeah, one in particular, but this will be going outside of what they handle.
Oh, okay. Can you get CNC machines at, like, auctions and stuff, or is it more just kind of a...
Yeah, you can.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. And how much do those typically cost? Are they, like...
It Depends.
Depends, yeah.
What you're getting. Yeah. I mean, 30,000 up to millions.
Up to millions? Really?
Yeah.
Now, does it...
Depends how big.
Yeah, it depends. Okay.
There's machines that you could park a truck inside, you know.
Oh, really? That big?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And are those, like, typically the kind that you guys use, or what do you guys use?
No. We do smaller details.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not that big.
Not that big, okay. Well, yeah, like, I mean, we do, you know, equipment financing. That's, you know, our bread and butter, and we also do working capital. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, equipment financing, you know, I think it's like your typical, you know, traditional loan.
Yeah.
You got, you know, like, it's 2 to 5 year terms with, you know, monthly payments set up, you know.
Right.
And, yeah. We also do, you know, working capital as well. And, yeah, so I just, you know, I wanted to go out and see if you guys, are you guys kind of, like you said, you're just playing with that idea, or are you guys actually looking to add some stuff on?
We're planning on getting something in this year.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly when, I don't know. It takes a long time to get it in after you place the order, so.
Oh, really? Does it take... It,
yeah.
Because you guys, they have to, like, ship it from somewhere? Is it?
Oh, yeah. It's overseas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, probably coming from Japan or something.
Yeah. And then you have to, like, set it up at the shop and get it all calibrated and everything, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. So how long do you think, like, from when you order it to, like, getting it online and start making money for you guys?
The one we're looking at is like 5 months
away. Wow.
Yeah.
So it's 5 months out. That's crazy.
Build it and put it on a boat and
send it over.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, at least you guys, you know, you'll get that going, you know, as soon as possible, so you don't have to wait, you know, longer. I'm sure. And
right.
So you guys, are you looking to go through like Comerica, or are you like kind of?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. Okay.
We'll see what kind of rates we can get. You know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you obviously want to shop around, you know,
and
see what they can do. Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, kind of what we do. We have a match or beat policy as well. You know, we have multiple programs that we offer. And, I mean, do you have like an actual quote or invoice on it, or is it?
Like I said, he's the one handling that, so.
Okay, I'd have to speak to Steve.
We haven't sat down and talked about that for a while.
Okay. All right, yeah. Well, so have you guys gotten the answers, you know, about from Comerica, or are you just kind of just starting the process?
Like I said, I don't know. We haven't talked about it. He hasn't came to me with anything, so I don't know if anything's came back yet or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just started.
Okay, yeah, no problem. But yeah, I mean, when's a good time to kind of talk to Steve, you know, and go over thing? We'd, you know, love to throw our hat in the ring.
Yeah, probably call him maybe around noon or something. I think he should be back.
Around noon? Okay.
Yeah.
And this is a good number?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and I'm sorry. And what was your name? I'm so sorry.
My name is Tom.
Tom, okay, Tom. Yeah, this is Danny. So yeah, I'll try back, you know, around noon and see if I can get in touch with him.
All right.
All right, thanks for your time, Tom.
Yep, thanks. Bye-bye.